This is a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is what?
An example of what not to do.
All right. You know those like farmers insurance ads where they kind of go over the wildest claims that they've ever had, right?
And they're based on true stories.
Yeah. Well, they could add one. If you can manage to make it through the day without putting the car in gear while you're getting it on, causing it to go into a river, doing okay.
Oh, no. I'm not sure they're going to be able to use that one.
Okay. Or maybe they could. So this crew in Philadelphia had to pull an SUV out of the Schuylkill River. How'd it get there? Police said, well, a couple people at the park early in the morning. And they were having some fun in the backseat of the car. The news was trying to figure out what was happening there.
Oh, well, they said they were parked in the parking lot.
Like we used to say, they were parking. This is what when I was growing up, if you were making out in a car, we were parking.
So kids, listen, this is back in my day, they called that parking.
Right. Well, the police said that the car was parked and that somehow they hit the gear shift and the car went into the water.
Back in my day, it was like in the throes of passion.
Yeah.
Like somebody would kick the gear.
So they're thinking, listen, they're thinking that they were probably in the backseat of their 2020 Range Rover.
Oh, nice car.
When one of them.
Do the back seats recline in that?
I don't know.
Okay.
One of them accidentally hit or kicked the gear shift, causing it to roll straight into the water.
You gotta watch where, like, things are flying. I mean, wow.
Listen, it's not a Volkswagen.
Right.
Those are roomier cars.
Yes. Oh, Volkswagen? Clearly not the Beetle.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's not one.
Yes.
So it should be roomier.
It should be roomier.
And you should be able to figure that out.
Exactly.
Luckily, they made it out and weren't injured.
Right. But we're not sure, like,
it's not
how far along the session was.
The process was. Yeah. So it ended up submerged in about 9 feet of water.
Oh!
About 50 feet offshore.
Yeah,
so
I don't think they're going to be able to fix that car.
Yeah, could you imagine the insurance claim?
Ooh.
Yeah, water damage. How'd it wind up in the river? Well,
you know what is the weirdest thing? Like the gear just
went in the gear.
Like went in the gear.
Went in the gear.
And then went in the gear.
I mean, like, how are we?
Probably mechanical failure.
Probably. Yeah. I mean, you never can trust Range Rovers.
I would talk to the dealership about that.
Yes.
Maybe we missed a recall.
So I would love to spin this into, do you have a story about how you got into an accident while you were getting it on? Because clearly that's what happened.
As an example of what not to do.
As an example of what not to do, which this segment is.
It's an example. Literally don't do that.
Right. I mean, that's the name of this segment.
But
it's a setting the bar story.
Yeah.
But we're going to take a look at ourselves, turn the spotlight back on ourselves.
Sure. Just, again, more examples of what not to do. That's what we're looking for. Just
more examples.
More don't do that.
So, again, if you can manage to make it through the day without putting the car into gear and causing it to go into the river while you're having a little fun in the back seat.
Oh, my.
You're doing okay.
Honey, watch the foot. Watch the foot.
And I love the fact that we're already getting messages. All right. So we'll get to some of your messages here and your stories next on 99.7 DJX.